You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. If you go to newchurches.com and you are a new listener with us, you'll not only get the state of church planting in the US and Canada reports, Multiplication Today, Movements Tomorrow, but also our newest ebook, 1,000 Churches. So this is all the part of the free resources.
Are you sure it's not 1,000 points of light? That's stuck in my head from somewhere.
Can you sing a song about that?
No. This is episode
195.
What is up?
Well, before we get into our question, I did want to read a review that one of our listeners left. His name or her name is Gabe Millen. The title was "Keep Up the Good Work." 5 stars. It's always nice to have a touch of humor mixed in.
Touch of humor.
Mixed in with the valuable information and tips you guys give. So I'm glad it was humor and valuable.
Maybe they were admonishing us in that we may have a little too much humor. So they're like,
no,
maybe that was passive aggressive. Like,
it could be.
It would be nice if you had it's always nice to have a touch of humor. You guys take it a little too far.
See, this is why you can't, sarcasm doesn't work in print form.
Well, I mean, it does and it doesn't, because people read into
the review. Okay, so say it sarcastically.
Whatever they want.
I'll say it genuinely and you say it sarcastically. It's always nice to have a touch of humor mixed in with the valuable information that you guys give. Actually, that kind of sounded sarcastic.
Done.
Okay, you do it next thing.
No, I'm done. You already did it for me. Congratulations.
Right. Well, these podcasts are extremely helpful for new church planners, but also for anyone helping at any level in ministry within a local church. So on the church plant side, if you have not yet gone to newchurches.com/offer, if you are within your first 2 years of your church, then we have it's literally now over $1,000 of free resources that we give away. Right? And that's for free as long as you're within your first 2 years of existence. So go there. But Gabe Millen, thanks for sending that in. If you send me an email, daniel@newchurches.com, or shoot me a DM on Twitter, then I will get you a New Churches Moleskine notebook and pen. Thank you for sending that review in.
All right, let's get to it.
Let's get to it.
I'm waiting.
Let's listen to question from Chris.
Chris Hernandez here, church planner in Dallas, Texas. Thank you for taking my question. We're about 4 months in, and we've only been having services on Sunday morning. I feel now's the time to get something during the middle of the week, just for discipleship purposes and the opportunity for people to grow more in the Word. My problem is I'm having a difficult time making a decision on whether we should do a midweek Bible study there at the location where we have the Sunday morning service, or do a small fellowship group. The problem is our location is centralized in Dallas, Texas, and most of the people that come to the church are scattered throughout the Metroplex. So having a small group in one area would make it a little harder for some of the people around the city to come to the small group. So the best thing would be to have multiple small groups. The problem I'm having with multiple small groups is I don't have enough teachers to teach. Location where we have service at a Sunday morning is a centralized location in the center of the Metroplex. It would be easier for people to travel there. However, I'm just having the difficulty on making the decision on whether to start a midweek Bible study or just go ahead and start with one small group at a different location. I appreciate the feedback. Thank you.
Chris.
You know what?
No, I want to start.
I got nothing.
Chris, I learned this phrase since moving to Nashville. Bless your heart.
Really? You're going to bless your heart, Chris?
Yes. No. Okay. I will, not because of his question, not because of the effort of what he's done, but because somehow he sent us a question that was 1:20.
I didn't know that was
allowed. Our cap was 45.
How did he do that?
Yeah. That's why I said, bless your heart, Chris.
No, but how did he do that? I thought we had like firewalls and gates.
I don't know. He's smart. But Chris, okay. All that to say, I do appreciate, as much as we do want questions to be 45 seconds, I do appreciate the context that you were able to give. So this should be a good episode because we have a lot of context. A lot of context.
Was that sarcastic or not? Chris under a bus.
Beep, beep, Chris, we love beep. You. We love you.
You just backed right over him.
Okay, four again. Months. All right, 4 months. In. No. Let's do this.
He's not going to listen helpful. Anymore.
No, he is. He is going to listen. Well, you know why?
Because I don't know after because what I have to
what
say.
We just did what we did. We just did what we did.
What did we do? What we do? What we did?
we do this.
This is how we do. All right, here's how I would do this. I'm going to tell you right now.
I think it's funny how you talk like that.
What?
This is how we do.
I don't know where it
is
comes
that how
from.
People from Kentucky talk?
Yes. From the hills and hollers. Influence? I really don't know where half of what I say is from. I have had multiple head injuries, including 2 months ago, that we're still trying to figure out if that has caused major issues.
And you still have not yet gone to the doctor.
Did we talk about that on this podcast?
I don't know.
I can't remember which one.
You do need to go to the doctor.
I was planting flowers with my children, and my six-year-old had a long handle shovel that is from Kentucky, probably where I grew up, and it's like 6 feet long. And
why
he was
would
holding
you ever
it up.
Need a 6 foot long shovel?
Leverage, my friend. I Give so. Me a
and
rock
you are tall.
And a stick, and I shall move the world. No, it's leverage. And so, but a six-year-old doesn't need leverage, and somehow he had picked up this shovel. And his very small frame had become a fulcrum from which that shovel proceeded to smack me in the back of the head. And I proceeded to yak in the planted flowers. But they're coming along really well. So it must have been a good fertilizer.
Yeah. So how many concussions have you had in your life?
I really don't know. But I've fallen out of...
that's what happens, right?
Yeah. After you have a lot, if you get hit in the head, you throw up a lot. but what are they going to do? They're going to be like, no, you know, it's not like I went and took a nap right after. They would just say, don't go to sleep. Yeah. And there's probably a doctor or RN or EMT listening right now that is like, really concerned for me.
Okay. So back to the question. Chris is 4 months in.
Yes.
Service is Sunday morning. He wants something in the middle of the week for discipleship processes. He's not sure if he wants to do it at his central location or
I don't want you to.
And the problem, yes. So before we even do that, do not do it in a central location.
No.
Right? But the problem that he has is he doesn't have a lot of teachers to teach the multiple. So he would rather go multiple small groups.
Yes.
So let's just answer that.
Okay.
But he just doesn't have enough teachers to teach. Let's go from there.
So I say, Chris, you're right. You're right about one thing, and that is I would start with one group, which Daniel's looking at me like I'm crazy right now.
I start with two groups or three groups.
Okay. No. Hear me.
Okay.
The one group I'm starting with are the people that have potential to lead a group. Mm-hmm. So all you're doing for the first group is you're saying, hey, everybody, the only people I'm inviting into this group right now are people I want to be leaders. And so that's what I'm doing. And I'm going to model what that is. And I'm going to have them teach each other for a while. So for the next 6 months, this is my goal. Or maybe not 6 months, maybe a little less than that. But this is my goal, to get those people to start groups in there. So if you want to centralize everybody or say, hey, we're going to have, you know, everybody to come in on Wednesday night. If it's easy for all those people to get there, then great. Have it there at the church. But the idea is 6 months from now, boom, shotgun in the Metroplex. You've now got people all over the Metroplex that are able to lead a group and go groups midweek because you want them connected to community, where they live, work, and play.
Okay, so I'll comment on that and then I'll share why I differ.
And then you'll share why I'm wrong.
No, not wrong, different. We have different views.
Okay.
That's fine.
My Canadian friend.
Okay. You're still trying to make that stick. Okay.
No,
so
you're Canadian.
Yeah.
And Asian.
Yes.
And which means that sometimes you're deferential and you you disagree in that manner. And you're like, you basically tell people they're an idiot in the nicest way possible.
No, I don't.
Okay. Go for it. Let's bring it.
So I really appreciate your views, Todd. No, let me be serious. Now, if you do that the way that Todd recommended, which is is a great way to go. It is a great way to go. Come on, let me answer.
Okay.
You just need to be really like crystal clear that every single person, this is why they're being invited in, and that you are giving them a time where part of the 6 months is, hey, you're going to be out in 6 months, but you have metrics for success to say, hey, I'm going to teach you guys how to do this. I don't think you need to do it over 6 months, but if you do it over 6 months, you're saying, this is what we want to do. You go through the lessons and then you say, okay, now I'm going to lead the first week. You lead the next one. We're going to critique one another. We're going to give feedback to one another. But part of the metrics and the goals is that every single person is recruiting other people, having conversations with other people who they can then invite into their group. So I think if you do it that way, maybe anywhere from like a 3 to 6 month ramp up would be sufficient. But the other option that I would give you, Chris, is to actually start 2 to 3 small groups at the exact same time. So you're leading each of those 3 small groups, not by yourself, but with one person each that is an apprentice that someone has. They're almost there. They have the capacity. You know, they just need to know the right values and how to lead and all that. So you are leading the very first time in each of those 3 small groups. And then the next week you have the apprentice lead. And then you're giving feedback. And then after that, you have them, or maybe the second time you lead together, the third time they lead, you give feedback. The fourth time, you know, they're really, and you're really setting them up as the leader. But a lot of the people have come to the small group because they know you, and you're able to actually not just teach, and then say, okay, see you later. You've seen me how I do it. Now you go do it, but you're there. It's the whole gradual release of responsibility model, right? I do, you watch. I do, you help, you do, I help, you do, I watch, and then you're gone. And in 4 weeks' time, you can actually begin to transition these small groups so that you're onboarding leaders and rolling off. Now, you don't want to continually do that. I'm just saying that because that's how you've started and you have that leadership responsibility. People see you as the leader, but what you'll eventually want to do is have those groups begin bringing up apprentice leaders under them and doing the same thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In both instances, you're modeling it.
Yeah, totally.
It's just that one way is better than the other, and you'll have to decide which one that is.
One way or the other.
I'm going to find you. I'm okay. Going to get you.
Is that how people in Kentucky talk?
Yep.
I'm going to get you. Awesome. So this has been a really fun podcast, going back to that review. And thank you for listening in. So maybe we will catch you next time.
It was slightly better than just a touch of fun.